You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Memorial Day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
In for Payne and Pendergast,
here's Brandon Scott and Adam Spillane on Sports Radio 610.
Is Lance McCullers ever going to pitch? Not long toss, not just playing catch and nothing like that. We're talking about on the mound, against hitters, like a major league pitcher does. Is Lance McCullers ever going to do this at any point for the Astros this season? I think so. Like, it would be weird if he didn't, because we weren't given the impression, at least earlier on, that that wouldn't be the case. I always felt like he would be. And even recently, Adam, and text in 713-572-4610 on the trailer, Wheel and Frame text line. Wheel and Frame. You can text, you can call, you can get in on your concern level right now for Lance McCullers. But here we are, and it's been over a week since Lance McCullers was supposed to throw a live BP. He was throwing off of a mound last week. Now he's on flat ground, light tossing. Gonna have to see how this goes. That's the latest from Astros general manager Dana Brown. What in the world, Adam, is going on with our guy Lance McCullers?
I don't know.
Isn't it weird? Is this not the weirdest thing right now for a prominent player to be at this stage and to not have a good sense for where he's at?
He threw a bullpen. I mean, he's been throwing off the mound for a while, and he threw a bullpen early last week, and the plan was, if all goes well, he was going to throw a live BP last weekend at Minute Maid Park. Dusty Baker said last Friday that he was going to throw that bullpen tomorrow. So last Saturday was going to be the day. And then he did not throw that bullpen. They said, oh, no, he's going to throw. He did not throw that live BP. They said, oh, no, he's going to throw a bullpen instead. He did not throw that bullpen the next day. And then he did not accompany the team on the road trip to Milwaukee or to Oakland. And Dana Brown said yesterday that he, like you said, he's basically just playing, you know, catch, and not exactly intense catch either. So I don't know where he's at. It sounds like, I mean, listen, for whatever reason, the team might not term it this, but it seems to be a setback.
It's a setback. I mean, you don't have to be like a genius to know that going from the mound back to flat ground is backwards. You know, like, that's just 1 + 1 = 2 at that point. You know, like, I don't know, man. I think that you got to be concerned at this point. Here's what I'd ask you. How big of a deal is this? Because we talked about the pitching staff. They're performing well. Like, I think our point earlier was that the pitching staff is perhaps overperforming, and the offense at the plate, they're underperforming. So even without McCullers, they're performing well, but he's undoubtedly one of their more talented guys, if not the most talented guy. Now that Verlander's gone, you could argue, how big of a deal is this to have this level of uncertainty around a player of that caliber and magnitude?
Well, the problem that they have right now is that they went into, so they lose Verlander, but you're like, okay, we're okay, because we do still have six other starting pitchers. And, you know, Framber Valdez, Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, Jose Urquidy, Luis Garcia, and I'm missing somebody, and McCullers.
And McCullers, yeah.
So like, all right, but we're okay.
Now
we can afford to lose Verlander, because we got these six other guys. We're fine.
Yeah.
Well, then McCullers gets hurt during spring training, and then during once the season starts, you lose Garcia and Urquidy, and now all of a sudden,
six turns to three.
This depth that you had now disappears, and you're having to rely on some other guys who I don't think that you were expecting to have to really rely on, in Brandon Belak and now JP France. And those two guys have pitched well, but are these two guys who you feel like are going to be able to continue to pitch at this level over the final 4 months of the season, and then once you get into the playoffs? I don't know, because they've never done it before. And now the other issue that you run into is now the schedule.
Yeah.
Because the Astros, for the first couple of months of the season, have had a lot of off days. And it seems like that every Thursday has basically been an off day.
Yep.
That's gone now. And so now they are entering a stretch where they are playing 17 games in 17 days. And as we've seen in the past, the team likes to go to the six-man rotation because you give your starters an extra day. These guys all pitched a lot last year, especially Framber Valdez and Christian Javier. Those were two really long seasons. Hunter Brown, I think that they would like to limit his innings as much as they can as he really goes through the major leagues for the first time in his career. So you'd like to go to a six-man rotation. The question is, can you go to a six-man rotation? Do you have six guys that you can really count on? And I don't know the answer to that right now because, Forrest Whitley, I think, was a possibility to get that sixth spot in the rotation, but now he's hurt.
Yeah.
And so I guess the next guy that they have would be Ronel Blanco, who started the season in the Astros bullpen, and now they're trying to turn him into a starter. So you're asking a lot of him to be able to take a turn in the rotation once every 6 days, at least for the next couple of weeks, if that's the direction that they want to go in. And Dusty Baker was a little reticent about going to a six-man rotation in the past because it limits your bullpen. Because now all of a sudden, you have a max on how many pitchers you can carry. You can only carry 13 pitchers. So if you go to a six-man rotation, most of the league has eight relievers. Now you only have seven. When all your starters are good, that's not a big deal. Because if all your starters are going deep into games, then you're not having to rely on your bullpen. Your bullpen stays, relatively fresh. But if you're going to a six-man rotation and the fourth guy has a short outing, he's only able to go three. Or maybe he gets knocked out in the fourth.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, you really need that next guy to pitch well. And what happens if the next guy, if that fifth guy doesn't come through for you? Now all of a sudden your bullpen is upside down. And since you have no off days, that's how your bullpen really wears down quickly and you put yourself in a really tough spot.
Well, you just illustrated the perfect dilemma here in terms of the Astros specifically. They've got two guys out of the ones that are healthy now, out of the ones that are actually pitching for them right now. They've got two guys that they kind of have to nurse a little bit, or look after, I should say, in Hunter Brown, who probably has an innings limit or something like that. But then Christian Javier, yesterday was a perfect example. I don't know if there's like a hard limit on him, but he doesn't really go into 100 pitches. He's kind of got a limit on how deep he can go into a game. And so if he's 87 pitches, 89 pitches or whatever it is through five innings, and he had to labor a little bit yesterday. He pitched fine. He's got this tremendous ability to get both into traffic or into trouble, but work his way out of jams and work his way out of trouble. Most pitchers, when they are behind in counts and in hitters counts, they're out of the game pretty early, but he's able to kind of overcome that. But the downside of it is he's laboring and he's getting that pitch count up. And before you know it, it's the fifth inning, and my man's damn near got 90 pitches, and you're looking at it, okay, what's my bullpen chart looking like now? And so imagine what that's going to look like once you got a six-man rotation that includes two of the men that have to be carefully monitored.
And this was the issue with Javier coming into the season, was that he didn't go deep into games. I think he only really averaged like 5 1/3 innings per start last year. He went six in fewer than half of his starts. He's actually been better this year. I mean, you look, he's made 11 starts. He has gone at least six innings in six of the 11. So you'll take that. That's workable. And yesterday ended a string of four straight starts of six innings or more. So he's been able to go deeper into games this year. That needs to continue, but he's just got to be a little bit more efficient. He's got to be a little bit more efficient with his pitches, getting to 90. He was at 88 pitches through five. That's not good enough. In Seattle, he was 94 pitches through seven. I mean, that's very efficient. Like, you'll take that every single time. But that's the big thing for him. And now, as you have guys hurt, as you have as you go through this stretch where you don't have any off days for the next couple of weeks, it's really going to be important for him, for Framber Valdez, to be able to go deep into games so that you're not wearing down that bullpen, especially if they elect to go with the six-man rotation, which it feels like they will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.